speak.
Good afternoon. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
I see it's Lloyd. How are you?
I'm headed out for rehearsal. And, got a vehicle coming in the other direction. He's running his flashers and going real slow. And he's got about 20 cars backed up behind him. And it's a two-lane road with double yellow line all the way. I don't know what's going on. Well, he turned up my road. He's going somewhere different from where I would go. So, thankfully, I'm going the other way.
Yeah, I was hoping you weren't going to say that was on Wade Hampton or even somewhere in that area. But when you said two-lane road, I knew that wasn't it.
No, one of the roads just off of where I live. This is old this is Anderson Mill Road over here in Spartanburg County. Runs between 290 and Reedville Road through a screwy way that it winds around this part of the county over here. And also, anyway, how's your Monday been?
Started out slow, but it definitely picked up later on in the afternoon, having to set up new users in 365 and had to change some other, you know, stuff around. Had to do a restore file. So it was definitely a lot of in-office busy stuff.
Those days, yeah, like it wasn't yesterday, thankfully. That was like, oh, that many years ago. Anyway, I'm just glad I don't deal with nothing but my own right now, getting into that stuff. And of course, now I'm learning how to work things out on an Apple laptop. So, you know, new things for new places and at an old age, you know?
Yes, sir. I definitely know about, you know, the Apples and Heaven Macs because we deal with a few of them in our system, and it's definitely a different creature. Had a user today that put a ticket in, and I don't know why. I don't foresee that they waited that long, but they mentioned that once I got the password set in 365, so it was definitely not that long that they were not getting emails. But they, once I changed the password, and then they started getting emails in 365, and I was able to send and receive to them. And then they got a message on their Mac that their PC OS was out of date, that it had to update before they could even receive emails.
I know what that's like and all. I run 365, and I've got it on my Mac, and I've also got it on my two Windows machines too. And I'm running the Mac version of Office. So anyway, it does the job. I've also been using Apple's software for spreadsheets and documents and things like that. So that's working. And I'm gradually getting off of 365 so I can cancel that subscription at least on one of my computers and get it down to just one. Or, you know, two, so instead of three. But that's the way that goes, you know?
Yep, like I said, a lot of times we have users that's dealing with Macs that they would like to scan the folder, and Macs don't do that, or we haven't found a way to get it to scan the folder, so we'll just set it up, scan the email, and that works out perfect.
I don't have to do scanning folders. I do searches in them sometimes, but I've learned to, if I got documents to scan, I've got software that came with my printers and scanners that do good scanning. So, and I got three different devices I can scan with if I wanted to. Of course, one of them is for QSL cards, and that's all I use it for. It's made for small documents, but I just use it to scan QSL cards. And with the way the group I'm with going, You won't have to scan them too much anymore because we're setting up the software to be able to create our QSL cards online and then just turn around and email the QSL card to the recipient as a JPEG so they can do with it what they need to do in their ADIF files and vault.
Yeah, that definitely is a better way to do that without having to mail it out and risk it come up missing, and then if they receive it by email, that'd be great.
Usually with the cost that mailing has gone to, first class is 73 cents, and that's the second 5-cent increase in the month of July. It went up the first, and then it went up the 15th. So I mean, or the 14th, whatever. So they had two increases. I think they're trying to work their way out of handling first class mail and just handle packages and figure out some other way for first class mail to be distributed. You know.
Yep. The less and less of snail mail gets used. Kind of odd how the prices go up on that to justify the cost of using the mail.
It's gotten worse the higher the cost has gone.
I don't foresee why they would hire the people that not capable of doing the job, but that may be part of it.
I can see that, but like I said, the service has got, you know, My mail at my house is, you know, you'd like, and you know, I'm on a rural route, but I'm on a, well, it started out years ago when I moved up here as a rural route, but it now a street addresses and everything for everything, and for some reason, the mail can't seem to be getting delivered in any timely factor any day of the week. I mean, my mail may be delivered as early as 11:30, which it has been a couple times, or as late as 4:30 in the afternoon, and that's ridiculous.
That's truly a huge variance in there.
It is what it is, and I guess we just deal with it. And we're supposed to have... What surprises me is the weather today. We were supposed to have thunder showers off and on until about 8 o'clock tonight, but all I've seen are some ugly clouds a couple of times today and nothing else.
It's putting a raindrop on my windshield probably once every 5 or 10 minutes, something like that. It's barely sprinkling here on Wade Hampton.
I left church and was going back to the house. And I was getting occasional raindrops on my window, but by the time that I got home and got settled in the house, it quit. So, you know, it's unpredictable anymore.
As further I get down to Wade Hampton, close to Applebee's, you know, the rain's picking up some, but it's still sunshining and really don't see any major heavy storm clouds.
One of those little pop-up units that goes around. Of course, down in Florida where my sister lives, they've been catching, you know, heck every day. And it's not, you know, and the other day she called me and said her power had flipped off in the space of 20 minutes, her power had flipped off and back on 4 times.
It would definitely take a means of protecting it from the elements, but you know, a couple of years ago, me and my wife got a standby generator that will run the whole house, so we pretty much don't have to worry about a power outage. It was within 30 or 40 seconds after the power goes out, the generator's kicking in.
That's what she's got. She's got a Generac down there, and her system is set to cut over within 15 seconds. And I've been down there when the power goes out, and it does that. And the thing about it is, she didn't like the fact that because the power was flipping on and off, it was causing, and it'd be off for a couple of minutes, it was causing the generator to turn on and then turn back off when the power came off. And that's not good for them. I mean, you know, made to give you power when you don't got it, but to keep starting and stopping like that is from what I've talked to people, is not a good thing.
I wouldn't think so. I wonder if the people from Generac could change it to, once it does that it run it like a 5-minute time frame and then shut down when it does a restart like that, so it is not harder on the system.
That's what they did. After that one day, which is earlier last week, she called them about the company services her down there, and they went into it, dialed into it, because they can check it out without ever having to be there at the spot. Went in, changed the cycle on it so that it would cut whenever the power pops off. It comes on, it runs at least 5 to 7 minutes, and before it makes sure the power's still on before it shuts down again.
It's funny that I would say that. With technology, you would definitely think it would be able to do that, to where once it came on that it would run a set time frame that's okay for it to run safely, to make sure everything's lubed and just not so hard on the system of stopping and starting so frequent.
They just dialed into hers and made the change without having to even come out to the house. And here the other day on the storm, it flipped off. She had several of those outages, and every time it went out, hers would go off. But then the power the generator would kick in, and then it would run for 5 minutes before it shut off. 5 or 7, she couldn't remember what they set it for. But it would run, and then it would make sure and then as long as the power was on, it would shut back off and go on about its business, you know. So they did that for her, and she's got a full service contract and everything on her, so anything goes wrong with it, she just picks up the phone, calls and says, hey, it's not working or not working right, and they come out and do whatever needs to be done.
That's the plan that we bought on ours too. Like I said, they think within a month they're due to come out and service and change the oil filter and all that good stuff on it.
Service hers, I've got how many times a year it's set up for servicing, but they come out and service hers, you know, so many times a year to cover it. So that's what her contract calls for. I think it calls for them to come out at least twice a year, check it, and whatever needs to be done. So glad I'm not on 85 northbound this afternoon. Looks like those are 3 lanes that are pretty well packed.
I can definitely say the same thing. I'm glad I'm not on 85 either. Yeah, because when my generator comes on, and on a normal outage, I'll get an email saying that the power's, you know, power's out and that it's on standby power. And then when the power gets restored, I get another email that it's on the restored power.
Coming in there. What she gets is texts on hers. They don't email her, they text her. And so she gets a text that says, you know, your power's out. And then when the generator shuts down and everything, and then it comes back, she gets a notice it's on. So all of this nice technology that we have today, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Head right, KO4PXB.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Let me jump in here. I hate to interrupt your cue, so, but you're talking about something that's generators, and I'm in the process of buying one, and I was wondering if I could ask you where you got yours from, KA2TXJ for ID.
The Carolina Heating and Air does my AC system, and they have a contract through Generac system and set it up and stuff.
By the way, all right, because I was talking to the place. I got a quote from the Generac store, which is over here in Taylor's or Greer, and I have another guy coming out tomorrow that's actually from Costco that does their Generac work. to take a look at it. I think I saw the place you were mentioning when I was doing research.
Yeah, putting in that system, just make sure that your natural gas system has a, I think they called it a 3-inch pipe for your natural gas, because if not, that they will, you know, have to replace all, you know, put that system in, because that generator has to have that much of an inflow for it to run, or it just doesn't act right and it'll shut down due to lack of the natural gas to keep it running, because that's what mine runs on.
Yeah, it is a natural gas system. 3-inch from the main to the house?
No, only the, it'll be the 3-inch pipe from the meter to the system itself.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, they didn't mention that, but they looked at the meter and said it wouldn't be a problem, you know, putting a second connection on it for the generator. And you say you have a service contract too?
Yes, they'll pretty much service the whole thing, and they come out and change oil on it and batteries and check the whole deal with it.
And is the like warranted through them or through Generac?
It's probably the I would think it'd be warranted through the Generac, but we contact them any time that we have anything to look at it with.
Okay, and one more thing: is it a whole house generator? Covers everything, like air, AC, heat, and all electrical appliances.
It will run the whole house. The only thing we can't do, because it's got little lockout blocks where you can't cook and wash clothes at the same time, and we found out that you just, but if you have one going and then do the other one, then it's okay. You just can't do them at the same time.
Okay, is that an electric range?
Because I'm reaching my destination, and I'm going to need to be out of the car and everything. Lloyd, good to talk to you, and the other fella, good to meet you this afternoon. The call here is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, and I'll say 7-3s, guys, W2T.
Your indulgence and let me cut in here. We have talked in the past, actually, but thanks a lot for letting me jump in. KA2TXJ. To finish up, so you have an electric range, and that paired up with the washer, do they have a way to manage the when those appliances come into the system when it's on generator? Lose your KA2TXJ.
He probably got a phone call. This is N0TR. My name's Tom, and I'm in Greer, and I have a whole house Generac, and it'll provide 90 amps per phase, and there's two phases on 240 volts, or 180 amps on 120. I do my own maintenance, which is very, very simple, and I order the kits from Power Equipment Direct. You can actually go down to an automotive store and get a replacement filter, you know, an exact replacement, and an oil filter there, probably cheaper. I think mine runs about $50, but look at the prices on Power Equipment Direct if you're interested in that, but... I put a 16 kilowatt in for my brother-in-law out in Kansas many years ago when I was able. I'm not now. I'm 76 years old. And a good friend of mine seen to it that this one was installed right, and had a master electrician. And I'm very happy with it. It's 21 kilowatt. The one now is 22 kilowatts. And shedding thing about shedding loads and that's built in. We never have a problem running anything. And my wife, she's baking all the time for something. It's a hobby. My name's Tom. What's yours?
Same here, Jim. I hear you all the time. I listen more than I talk, and I think we've actually crossed paths in the past. One thing I'm trying to arrange with the Generac company, and I haven't been able to do that, is to hear the noise level of a 22 kW, because that's exactly what they're putting in my house. I've been online, and it says it's about as noisy as a washing machine standing next to it. What is the noise level for yours, since it's probably the same exact one I'm looking at?
I haven't listened to it, but they do have a specification on it. Like I said, look at Power Equipment Direct. It'll be on there. And Kohler's another good one. I like the Generacs. And we've never had any trouble with this one in about 12 years. And I just put in two new spark plugs. In that, it comes with that kit. And usually they're not bad at all. An air filter, an oil filter, and change the oil. And then you change the battery in them about every 4 years. You don't have to, but that's what they recommend. And you can buy one of those batteries at any automotive place. I just check the water on it a couple of times a year, especially in hot weather. Very easily done. But the noise level is one of the best, if not the best out there. I can't remember the spec on it, to be honest with you. I think it was around, it's either 54 or 64 decibels. But I could be wrong on that, so don't take my word for that one.
Because I looked at the spec, and I think it was like 64 or 62 or something. Well, it's a very generous offer to listen to it. I'm over in Greer, too. I know I hear you all the time. I think we're probably in the same neighborhood. I know you're by Lake Cunningham. I'm over in Blue Ridge Plantation, so you could probably throw stones at each other's house, practically. But thanks very much for the information, Tom. I appreciate it. Again, the name is Jim, Juliet India Mike, KA2TXJ. And I have another vendor coming out tomorrow. Guy's a representative from Costco to give me a price quote. On installation. The first price quote I got from Generac down here on Wade Hampton Boulevard was $14,200 for the whole system.
I can jump in any time. Well, a long time ago, they wanted $12,000 for ours. And I had to add a propane tank because we're total electric here. And so I got that, but it's just $50 a year for the tank. I've topped it off one time. And I did not have to because it starts up and runs for about 6 minutes. When it first starts up, it's a little bit loud, and then it goes to whisper mode. And I'm sure that the dB level will vary with the load on it, as will the fuel consumption. But I've never filled that but that one time, and I just want to be on the very safe side. And it was only down to about, oh, I don't know, 60% or so. And they don't usually fill them there. They wait till it gets down to 40. And it's been out there for 12 years. But we're exceedingly happy with it. I talked to a gentleman that was in the know one time. And they're alternators, you know. So they don't have commutators and brushes and all that. So you're looking at a 30-year lifespan on them. That's not too far out of line. Means I had friends help me out and do it, and it was considerably cheaper. And you can buy one of those generators from Costco, very reasonable. I don't know about their installation. Sounds like it's about like everybody else, and it's pretty high. It sure is a comfort. I have congestive heart failure, and I can't do without heating or cooling. And when they put that in, make sure they have it to where if your heat pump fails, that it'll still run the heat strips in there, so you wouldn't be totally at a loss, if you get what I mean, Jim. You know, you could lose a compressor or something in the middle of winter, and you still want to have heat. They can wire it that way. It's just a matter of one or two wires. So make sure it's done that way. Mine wasn't at first. And the only thing I had to have done outside was there's a satellite code or something when you first start it, and a dealer has to put that in as far as I know, and then start it up, and it's there forever. But George's up in Kansas is still running, and I know that's been over 20 years ago. All right, Jim, I'll turn it back to you. Lloyd, and if he's not there, well, you pick it up. This is Gerald TR.
All the way, K2TXJ. Tom, thanks very much for the information. The price doesn't sound terrible then. If that was 12 years ago and it only went up $2,000, they got some kind of a deal, of course. If I make a decision by the end of July and stuff, I just have to take out one bush that I'll have to accommodate the generator. I'm here all the time listening. Maybe sometime, if it's not too much of an imposition, I wouldn't mind coming by and just hearing it. The vendor was supposed to get back to me to arrange with somebody to do that, and he hasn't called me back yet, so that's not giving me a warm and fuzzy feeling. But other than that, the heat pump thing, I have forced hot air, so I don't have heat pump, so it'll run that system, but I don't have to worry about the heat strips. But again, Tom, thanks very much. I appreciate it. K2TXJ.
Oh, you're on natural gas?
Yeah, natural gas with forced hot air.
Okay, that's what George's was on out there. It was actually more trouble to put in that 16 kilowatt because you had to choose 10 circuits, and I had to put a sub panel in and all that stuff. And I had that was part of my job back when I worked as an electrician, an electronic technician for 50 years. And so not too much of a trouble. There is a Generac place down here, fairly new. Not far from Harbor Freight up here on Waite Hampton. I didn't know if you knew about that place or not. It's a couple of blocks to the west of 101 and Waite Hampton. And no, I'm retired. You can come here anytime. If you want my phone number, I'll give it to you. Or my address is good on QRZ. It's right. If you come down 101, if you're up north of me, it sounds like you might be, just turn on Brown Road. Back to the east at the O'Neill edition, and it's 3520, and you're welcome anytime, but if you give me a call, you'll know I'm here.
Okay, great. The place on Waite Hampton is actually the place that I'm dealing with. I walked in there about a week or so ago, and they gave me the quote, and I'm just getting a second quote to see, just to do some comparison. But they'll do the job, start to finish, permits and everything for 14 too.
That sounds about in line with Home Depot said a long time ago. And I can't tell you, what it feels like to have that. And power here used to go out pretty often. Not so much anymore. It did go out a few weeks ago for 8 hours. But if it's hot weather or real cold, your wife will love you.
I travel for work, so I'm always concerned about something happening while I'm away. I'll look you up on QRZ, and is your phone number listed there?
I'll give it to you here. Nobody's going to bite me.
All right, I'm ready.
It's 864-434-2798.
798. Great, Tom. Thanks a lot. And again, the name is Jim, and I'll give you a call in the next couple of days if I don't hear from that vendor.
You're calling, I'll write it down.
KA2TXJ, Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet.
Well, you might be from New York like that Dave is here, my buddy on 2 meters. I'll have to keep an eye on you. He's a great guy. He's an HVAC guy, and very intelligent. Always enjoy talking to him. All right, Jim, I'll let you go. I've been out picking raspberries, feeding the chickens and watering them. And I think I'm going to go up to Rain Locker and take a shower and go down and turn the HF on. Have a good evening, Jim. KA2TXJ, N0TR.
Thank you, Tom. N0TR, KA2TXJ. Yeah, guilty as charged, from New Jersey, not New York. But, yeah, I'm familiar with Dave. I've talked to him once or twice on the radio, too. He's a Long Island guy, Long Island. But we have the same call prefix. Okay, take care. KA2TXJ.
TR, KO4HJ.
Hey, Pat.
Patrick. How you doing, buddy?
I'm going to jump in here real quick. I'm almost home and see how Miss Bernice was doing this afternoon. I heard you telling somebody else you had to take her to the I don't know what you want to call it.
Well, that's the urgent care, and thanks for asking, Patrick. Yeah, she had some bad pain in her hip the other night, and she didn't want to wake me up, so she didn't call me. And then last night I said, you're going to urgent care, whether you like it or not. You know these farmers from Kansas and the hard-headed Germans. And so they're referring her to an orthopedic surgeon guy for evaluation. But from their observation on their x-rays, the physician's assistant, which is as good as a doctor, said that it looked like it was arthritis. So we're hopeful that, you know, she don't need a store-bought hip or a store-bought knee. Patrick, over.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't nothing serious, or hope it's nothing serious, and she can be back to her normal self. That way she can take the broom back to you and keep you in line.
A little better. She feeling good enough that she made me a pumpkin pie in here. By the way, we ate at Firehouse. It was down there on Wade Hampton. Very nice people. But you know, they don't even compare with that Subway that's in Walmart down there in Taylor's. And I was very surprised because we don't eat out very much. You know that. And Bernice is very quiet, but a very fine chef. She didn't like it either. And we ordered the same Italian sub, so I won't be going back there. But maybe some of the other ones are good. I don't know. I don't like to badmouth a place, but I hate paying for bad food. I don't mind paying for good food.
That. And my philosophy on that is I give everybody three strikes because everybody has a bad day. And, but after the third one, I'm done. I won't be back.
Sounds like one of Rouse's rules. Okay, Patrick. Glad you hollered. And, you know, Bernice, she's quiet as a church mouse and wonderful. And I was worried about her because her pain level is very high. And she couldn't hardly walk this morning just to get to the car. So I was pretty worried about her. But she's getting around now pretty good. And slapped me around a couple of times with her cane. And she never uses a cane, hardly ever. So maybe we'll get this thing solved for the ambiguity and find out what it is. Have a good evening, Patrick. Say hello to the missus at 73's KO4HKX and 0TR.
Here, Miss Bernice, have a good evening. KO4HK, clear.